Okay, so today is Menachos Daf Pei Gimel. We are on Pei Beis Amud Beis, about three lines from the bottom. So we're
last line.
All right, we're going to start three lines from the bottom because it's right in the middle. So the Gemara has tried to bring a source for how Rabbi Akiva knows that the Korban Pesach cannot come from Meiser, but it must come from Chulin. And so Rabbi Eliezer learned it out from the fact that in Pesach Mitzrayim they didn't have it, so he was able to learn it from there. Rabbi Akiva said we can't be Dorish Efshar from Efshar, because in Pesach Mitzrayim it was impossible to bring it from Meiser, because Meiser didn't begin until you got to Eretz Yisrael. So it was as Machlokas, but whether you can done Efshar from Efshar. So we're bringing down in the middle of this long Brisa. From this long Brisa, we're going to see the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and we'll get his source. So the Brisa now is going through the Pasuk, right? It's going through this whole Pasuk of, and the end of Perek Zayin and Parash Vayikra. It says, Zos HaTorah, La'olav, La'mincha, La'chotas, La'ashal, La'mlum, La'zevach HaShlamim. And they learn, there's a comparison of all the Korbanos to each other. So the Brisa is learning out, exactly how they make the Lima, I'm not sure, but they're learning out, you know, a rule from one of them and applies to all the other Korbanos. So they said, Mincha was number one, My mincha ain't an echelas el zirchei kohuna. Just like the mincha is only eaten by the male kohanim, as the pasuk says, kol zachar b'vnei aron yochlena. Avkol, we'll learn from that all other karbanos, the din is, they're only ne'echal for the zirchei kohuna. The Gemara says, well, which karbanos, right? The Gemara says, my. Which are the karbanos that we need to learn from the mincha that only the male kohanim eat? E, if the kavana that we're going to learn it out is l'chatas or l'asham, to l'chatas and the asham, the hedjik siv. It already says it beferish by the chatas and the asham, because it says by the chatas, it says, well, we don't care about the ola, because the ola is for the burnt. So the chatas, it says, kol zachar b'kohanim yochalasa, or the zachar kohanim. By the asham, it says, kol zachar b'kohanim yochlana. So we don't need the limud from mincha, but it's hekish. So Gemara then says, im e zivchei shalmei tzibur, maybe we're talking about the carbon that we spent a lot of time on, the shnei kvasim, that the tzibur would bring a shlamim, by Shavuos, that over there we say that they're only eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna, that we don't need the Pasuk for, because Meribuye Dekroasi, as we learned earlier, that comes out from a Riboy specifically by the Pasuk, by Zichrei Shalom Tzibor. Because the Pasuk there says, bless you, the Kodesh HaKodeshim Tochlena, right, you're supposed to eat it in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the Azara, the Chamura, you have to eat them. And it says, Kol Zachar Yochal Osa. Well, if you're male, I should eat it, right? It says kol zachar by kohanim, but it's not there, right? It's kol zachar yochalosa. So that's extraneous, because it already says by the korbanos, the list before, the zichrei kohuna. So why does it say kol zachar yochalosa? Limein al zichrei shalom tzibor, right? This is to teach us that the zichrei shalom tzibor ain't she'ein nechalim el zichrei kohuna. Only the male kohanim eat it. So I already have it. So what do I need the limud from mincha? So the Gemara says, Tanaihi, you're right. It's a machlokas tanaim, as from where do we learn that the zivchei shalmei tzibor are only eaten by the male kohanim? Ika the masin le mehacha, the eats of the masin le hacha. Some learn it out from the hekesh, like our price is going to learn it out from the hekesh of Zosa Mincha, and the others are going to learn it out from kol zachar ba kohanim yochal oso. I'm not sure what the machlokas is, it seems to be two places, but our price is holding, at least the Tanakhama, our price, who is obviously Rabbi Eliezer, because he's going to be seen in a moment. That he's learning out from the Hekesh to Mincha. Then Rabbi Eliezer continues to examine all the individual halachos that are learnt out from each carbon mentioned in this pasuk of the Zos HaTorah. Then it says chatas. It was a chatas. Ma chatas mikatsha bivalua, av kol mikatsha bivalua. Just like the carbon chatas. What does mikatsha bivalua mean? Rashi says, top Rashi, it says, dechsiv, the Rashi above, right, the fourth line, chatas, ma chatas, makatsha b'lua, dechsiv, kol asher yiga b'vsara, says anything that touches its meat, v'amrinan, and we say, ad she yivla b'vsara, it can be absorbed. Kigon shayu shtei chatichos, you had two pieces of meat, acha shlomim, v'acha shobasar chatas, one of shlomim, one of chatas, v'nafal min achatas ala shlomim, as part of the chatas falls onto the shlomim, v'nivla ba, and you eat it, and it gets absorbed, yochal kichomer shabal yom v'layla kachas. And that takes on the characteristics of the chatas, and you can only eat it for a day and a night, not the two in a night, like Tishlamim. So you can see that there's this concept of Balua by the Chatas. So Af Kol Rikatsha Balua. So too in all cases, in all other cases, you have this concept of Balua, and that would apply to all Karbanos. So Gemara says, okay, so Asham, what do you learn from Asham? It says, Ma Asham Ein Shafir Vishilya Kadishbo. Just like the Asham, right, the shafir, which I believe would be like the skin of the vlad and the bones of the vlad, everything. The shafir is like the fetus, right? The shafir is the fetus, and the shilya would be the placenta. The problem is though, an asham is only come from a male, right? So you're learning. So here, if you're learning this, of course, there's no fetus and placenta. So that's again. So that's really there's a learning out efshar from efshar. It's efshar from the asham. That's how you can prove that this brisa is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Ma asham ein shafir v'shiyah kodesh bo, av kol ein shafir v'shiyah kodesh bo." So too, in all other cases, all of the karbanos, even the chatos and shlamim that come from the kevos, the shafir and the shilya are not considered kadosh. Right? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't mention. Okay, where was it? Chasavar. So for here, the source is. Vlados kadoshim behevyosam hein kadoshim and done in efshar mishi efshar. Number one, that the kedusha of the vlados kedusha on vlados only takes place after they're born. Because what happens over here is if it was kadosh already, then of course the everything would be kadosh. The idea is you shecht it and there's an animal maybe inside. It doesn't have the kedusha. That's number one. Number two, you're learning Efshar from Efshar, because the Masham is a male. Okay. Then the Pasuk says, Miluim. The Pasuk says, like the Miluim, that these are the Karbanos that were for the Chinuch HaMizbeach, of the Kohanim, on the seventh day of Miluim. Seventh day of Miluim is before that comes to Mishkan. And it teaches us, Ma Miluim Mosrehen Bisrefa, just like the Miluim, right? The leftover of the meat, meaning after the Zman, the Nosar. After the Zman Achila, the Nosar is burnt. The Ein Bali Chayim Mosreim Sreifa, but the leftover of the animals are not burnt. What's burnt is if I had the carbon and the Nosar from what was, you know, the dead part. But if you had extra animals that were set aside for the carbon and the time of the carbon passed, you don't burn those. You only burn the Mosreim. You don't burn the extra animals, right? I think that's what it means. Mami Lum Mosreim Besreifa, the Ein Bali Chayim Mosreim Besreifa. See, Rashi says, There were no extra animals when it came to the Miluim. The Miluim, they set aside the exact amount. There was no extra set aside for a Chrayas, you know, just in case. So therefore you see that the only thing when they say something gets burnt, was getting burnt, is the leftover meat, not any leftover animals. Right, so in all cases, what's burnt is mosrayam b'sreifa, the ein bali chayim mosrayam b'sreifa. The leftover, the meat, is what's burned after the time of the chila passes. But if you were makrish two karbanas for achrayas, and then you were makrish one, and then so you yotze your karban, the leftover full alive animal doesn't get burnt. And whatever the halach is for that, it happens, but it doesn't get burnt. Then the pasuk continuing the brisa. The pasuk says shlamim. It says ma shlamim mifaglin. Getting back to pigle. Ma shlamim mifaglin vin mispaglin. We missed it. Vin mispaglin. Av kol mifaglin vin mispaglin. Just like shlamim can make things right, make other things that come with it pigle. Meaning shlamim has an asachim that come with it. So if the shlamim become pigle, it makes the asachim. So and also it's mispaglin. It itself, right. It itself can become pigle. So also all other karbanos, they can make other things pigle and they themselves can become pigle. Not just, you know, I think that's what he's saying. And Rashi says, Mashlam mifaglim. He said, Rashi says, Toda mifagelas as alechem. He's talking about the Toda is a shlamim. So he says that the Toda, mispaglim atzvam im chishev vehen. But he says on the bottom, Rashi says, Mashlam mifaglim nisachim. So Rashi says, trying to figure out what it has that can be a fagel something else. So by the shlamim, trying to figure out, well, what's the limit? What's the source? So top Rashi says, oh, we're talking about the Korban Tota, which is a subset of the Shlamim. It can make the lechem that comes with the pigle. And the Bar Rashi Ksaviyah, we can stay within the specific topic of Shlamim, and say it's talking about the Nesachim that come with it. There's a machlokas as to what the source is.
Mispaglin, what's the second one?
Mispaglin, what do you mean? They can make other things pigle, and they make themselves pigle.
Through what?
Through Machshava. You make yourself pigle. Right? Rashi says, mispaglim atzmam im chishev bahen. The ikor pigle b'shlamim tziv. The whole pasuk of pigle is written by in Shlamim. It was learned in the beginning of Maseches Malchim. So that just like, in other words, it's not just you make something else pigle, you make yourself pigle. I'm not sure why you would know. Okay. So he says, so too, afkol mifaglim and mispaglim. So that was all the pasuk of Ezos HaTorah, you know, comparing everything, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we put it as Rabbi Eliezer because it's learning Efshar mi'Iyashar. Just like he learned it out by Pesach Mitzrayim, so too he learned it out with the Asham. B'masnisa Tana. And then we have a Braisa, Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva, how Rabbi Kiva is going to learn this pasuk of Ezos HaTorah, La'ol of Nunuch HaChatos, La'asham Lun, Zed HaShlamim. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Kiva is Doresh also from each of these words. Now, most of the words he's doish like Rabbi Yezer. So, he's going to say, like, from Ola, he was doish like Rabbi Yezer, that he requires the knife, that we learned out from Avram Avinu and Yitzhak. Now, but from Mincha, so when Mincha, the problem was, Mincha is going to change, because Mincha, we started today, Mincha, Rabbi Eliezer learned out it's only Nechel Zichrei Kahuna. But then we had a problem, so no, we learned it out from somewhere else. It was Machlokes Tanoim. So Rabbi Kiva is that other Tana who learned it out from the other place. So what does he do Mincha for? So he says, Mincha, Ma Mincha Mekadesh B'Valua, Avko Mekadesh B'Valua. Mincha, as we learn, is that this idea of absorption. That just like by covering Mincha, if it somehow gets absorbed, you have to judge it based on extra more Kaddish Shabahem. And Rashi says, Ma Mincha, because Balua the Ksib Mincha Kolon Negeva Yikdash. By Mincha it also says Kolon Gebeva Yikdash. So then what's he going to have it by Chatas? Yes, so Gemara says. So with Chatas also we learned this idea of absorption. So now we have learned it by Mincha and by Chatas. Why do I need both? So Gemara says, the Itzrach Lemichta V'Chatas. I hesitate, okay, because Yossi is going to jump. The Itzrach Lemichta V'Chatas, why? The Itzrach Lemichta V'Mincha. You have to write it by Mincha also. The Ikasa Rachmana B'Mincha. Had it just written by the Mincha, we would have thought that only the mincha is mekadeshes things that absorb it, mishum dirikicha, because it's soft, because it's made by flour, so therefore it can penetrate, and therefore bala. Aval chatos, by the chatos, which is meat, but it's not so soft, emalo, maybe you would say it wouldn't be balua. I mean, the whole concept of balua, iblias, all the chulin is by meat. So I don't know what the havamina would have been that it would be by meat. Right, and then the other way around, the ikas of Rachmana b'chatas, that the Torah just written it by chatas to get this idea of blios. That's mishum basar, because that's meat. Agav the shemen the shanein kadir, it's because it's greasy and it's fatty, and maybe that would cause the blua. Aval mincha, which is not so fatty, but the mincha does have oil in it. Aval mincha emalo, maybe you say it doesn't have blua, therefore it's tzricha. The whole thing doesn't make sense to me. I thought you would ask, is that the idea is that you're learning one from the other. So once they have it, why would mincha and chatas? But we're learning it to all other korbanos as well. So you would have said, "Oh, I only need to have it in one pasuk. I wouldn't have learned that for the. If I only had it in the mincha, I wouldn't have learned that for the chatas." What are you talking about? The whole point of the pasuk is to take something that only seems applicable in one korban and apply it to all the other korbanos. So why would you have a havamina to say it doesn't apply? That's the whole point of the limud. Like a knife by the ola. It's not written knife anywhere. So the knife by the ola, which we have it applied to everybody else. The bluas, it doesn't apply by chatas, but since it's written by mincha, it applies everywhere else. But since it's written by chatas, it applies everywhere else. Why would you have had a hadmina to say it wouldn't apply one to the other? I don't really understand that. But then he says chatas. Then now even more difficult, he goes chatas. What do we learn from chatas? Because what do you mean when we just learn from chatas? We just learned that chatas teaches us balua. And we had to learn, it's written balua by chatas, written balua by mincha, we needed both. So I know what chatas teaches us. It teaches me balua. And anytime chatas teaches something else, then what was the whole previous couple lines of the Gemara? So those are the questions where I feel okay, because at least I understand. I just have a question on the Gemara. It's not like I don't understand. I don't have a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chatas, ma chatas ain't a bomb in a chulin. This is Rabbi Kiva. Just like the Korban Chatas doesn't come from the chulin, right? Vid bayom, and it has to be hukrav during the day, and biyado yamanis, and it has to be done with the right hand. Afkol, so to all other korbanos, including the Korban Pesach, Rabbi Kiva, including the Korban Pesach, it can't come from the Maiser. Afkol, ein abo element of chulin, comes only from the chulin, vibayom, and must come during the day, v'yado yamanis, in the right hand. So now we have the source from Rabbi Kiva, how he knows that the Korban Pesach must be brought from Chulin, and can't be brought from the Meiser, because he learns it out from the Hekesh with Chatas.
You see, you can never use your Meiser Sheni ever to buy Korbanos, they say?
You have to bring it for the Shlomim. You have to bring it for Shlomim.
I've called it, isn't every call every Korban?
Yeah, maybe every Chiv that you're supposed to bring. We learned in the other Mishnah that if you set aside specifically, and we're saying to bring it from the Meiser Sheni, then it can work. Had that by the Korban Tota, right? That was in the previous Mishnah.
Is there any Korban that you do that you allow to do at night? I don't think so. Is
there? That's where the limit's from. So right now we say that we learned that from the Chatas. So the Gemara then asks, well, the Chatas gufa minolan. Wonderful. You're learning all these things in the Korban Chatas. Where is it in the Korban Chatas? So Amar Chista, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is by the Parsha of the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, it says, V'hikriv Aaron es par ha-chatos asher lo. Lo, which has to be from his. Mishalo, below Mishal Meiser. And again, this all goes according to the Ma'ad Amar, who says that Meiser Sheni money is hektish. But remember, he said the other day that Rabbi Yehuda said the Meiser Sheni money is chulin. If Meiser Sheni money is chulin, it's yours, and this all doesn't apply. You can use it, you can bring it with anything you want. It's still yours. Okay. So far, we're done with Rabbi Akiva. Now, the other two things that they learned from Chatos was Bayom, like you mentioned, Bayom, and also Biyado Yamanis. The Gemara says, what do you need that for from the Hekesh? We already know that. Bayom, the Pasuk says, Bayom Tzavaso as Bnei Yisrael, HaKriv as Korbanayam. The Pasuk says that all Korbanos have to be brought during the day.
Right.
The Gemara says, you're right in the Chanani, Kinei Daspa. And Rabbi Akiva just was adding a tree. But you're right, you learned it from the other Pasuk. You're right, everything has come from the Yom. We're not learning that out from Chatos. So why did he say it? I don't know. Okay. And Biyado Yamanis, we're learning that the Chatas has, learning that everything has to be done with the right hand from the Chatas. Well, no, we already know that from a different Nibud. We the Rabbi Barchana Nafka. We're learning that from Rabbi Barchana. Dama Rabbi Barchana, Amar Yish Lakish, Kol Makom Shenemar, Etzpa V'Kahuna. If it says Etzpa V'Kahuna or Etzpa Ekahuna in the Pasuk, Enu El Yamin. That must be with the right hand. If you do it with the left, it is Pasuk. And every Karbon, it says that it's done with the finger or the hand, so you know it has to be done with the right. You're right again, Kidei Naspa. This is just, you know, extraneous. It's just put in there for whatever. So I wish I could answer questions like that. Yeah. Kidei, why was that? Why was that clause in the contract? Kidei Naspa. That doesn't mean anything. I don't think that would fly. I just don't think that would fly. Okay. One second. Try it with your clients, not with my clients. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. We interjected with Rabbi Akiva with the Chatas, which is the proof. But now the Gemara is continuing to learn the Psukim, the Pasuk to Rabbi Akiva. He's left over with the word Asham. So what's the story with the Asham? So with the Asham, now we had the problem was, because the Asham before, we learned that just like the Asham, the fetus and the placenta are in Kadosh, so to every other Karban. Because that was going to Rabbi Lezer, who learned Efshar from Efshar.
Right.
Rabbi Kiva doesn't learn Efshar from Efshar. The whole reason why we're having today's daf is that Rabbi Kiva doesn't learn Efshar from Efshar. We need to have a source about where he learned the Korban Pesach can't come from the Meiser Sheni. So what does he do with Asham? He's not going to learn it for the fetus and the placenta. He says, Asham, Ma Asham Atzmosav Mutarim, just like the bones of the Asham, you are permitted to use them for chulin, right? Like it's you can use the bones. The Tosa says you can make kalim out of it. I mean, the Isser of Nosar is not chal on the bones. The Isser of Nosar is only chal on the meat. So if you pass the day and the night and you have to burn the Nosar, you burn the meat. But the bones are still permitted, I believe.
That's where you get bone china.
Huh? Maybe. Rashi says, Ma Asham Atzmosav Mutarim, right, so the bones are mutter. The problem is, though, is that that's a lemur from Asham, that's every karban. So Rashi says, you're right, Echonami, we learn from every karban. But every other word, we learn something else, so we're learning this lemur from Asham. Again, the lemudim of Chazal, sometimes it's hard for me to follow. He says, Af kol karban, even in the Ola, that's most of the mutar, the bones become mutter. Fine. Just points out that we're talking about bones that don't have any marrow in them. Because if they have marrow in them, then the bones are roi to achila. And if they're roi for achila, then there's no sar in there if it's left over. You have to get rid of the marrow. So we're talking about really dry bones.
So
So it comes from the cheska. Well, yeah.
I see. We only have to burn the meat.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Even an ola, we should not even allow to eat the meat. The bones themselves become mutter. Okay, so all these things we brought just to explain from where Rabbi Kiva learns that that something should be chova, like the Korban Pesach, only comes from the chulin, because he was cholik about from where Mishnah, and he learned that from this brisa. He learned it out from Zos Torah. He learned it from the Chatas. Okay, so now the Gemara brings. Well, what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva, who learned the chova that the Pesach only comes from the chulin, from the hekesh. How does he learn the pasuk v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha tzon u'bakar? Remember, we had the problem with this pasuk that said you bring the Korban Pesach from the tzon and the bakar. Well, what do you mean from the bakar? You can't bring it from cows. Only from the sheep comes from the Korban Pesach, right? So there, our Mishnah learned out. That something that is come from the chova only comes from the chulin, just like the tzon and the bakar. It was the hekesh between the tzon and the bakar. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have to, because he learned it out from the hekesh shachatas, from the par kohen gadol. So what does he do with this pasuk? Ma avidle. What does he do with this? So the Gemara says, my avidle. What does he do with that? Mi boile. He needs it for a source for the halacha that Rav Nachman quoted. The amr Rav Nachman, amr Rav Ravua, minayin lemosar pesach. How do we know the Mosar Pesach? So we'll learn Mosar Pesach, like the first Shita in Rashi. Mosar Pesach here means leftover money. If I set aside $100 to buy the Korban Pesach, and it only cost me $50. Now I have leftover $50 to use. How do I know that Mosar Pesach should be used to buy Shlomim? Right? Minayin leMosar Pesach shekarav leShlomim. Rashi, the top Rashi says, it's actually the top line, Mosar Pesach, he goes shehifrish most of Pesach v'nitosru v'haynu moser Pesach. That's how we learned it. He says inyan acher. Another way to learn it is shehifrish pischo. Set aside animal A v'avod, he lost it. V'hifrish acher tachtav, and they set aside animal B. V'achakach nimsa rishon, and he finds animal A v'hu moser Pesach. And we already were makar of animal B. He's a leftover Pesach. How do you know that that's part of the shlavim? So the machlokas, which is in Rashi, how to learn it. So how do you know this Mosar Pesach is Karvash Shlomim? Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Vizavacha Pesach Lashem Lokecha Sonu Bakar. Mark the Korban Pesach, sheep and cattle. Pesach can only come from the sheep, it can't come from the cattle. Ella Mosar Pesach, so it's come to teach us that the extra Pesach, Yeludavar Haba Minat Sonu Bakar, it should be brought as a type of Korban that can be brought from both sheep and cattle, which is a Korban Shlomim, which can be brought from both. Now, even though an ola also can be brought from tzon u'bakar, it's not mistabrit that most of Pesach should be an ola, because when you were mafresh to an important Pesach, you were mafresh for something that you should be able to eat it. And the ola is completely burnt. Right? That's what the Rashi in the Ksav Yad says. He says, look at the bottom of Rashi Ksav Yad, he says, v'hainu shlomim, v'afal gav the ola nami bought min tzon u'bakar. It's like ola also comes from tzon u'bakar. Afilu hachi shlomim, also it makes more sense to say it comes from shlomim, because when it was mafreshit with the concept, the idea of something of it being eaten, not with it being fully burnt. So you have a choice between the shlomim and the ola. We're going to choose the shlomim.
What does it mean, Mosar Pesach? What's the case? Mosar Pesach?
Well, we just said that. That was the two cases in Rashi. Number one was the leftover money. Number two was the mafresh A, lost it. Mafresh B, you were makrib B, and now you found A.
So
it was brought as a shlomim. Either you use the money to buy a shlomim, or you bring the extra korban as a shlomim. Right, we just read the top Rashi that we read with the two cases of Mosar Pesach.
If you lost your Pesach,
and you lost your Pesach,
you're not going to get a bakar to replace it, are you? You're going to get another sheep.
Correct.
So how does it? What do you mean bakar?
So what do you do with that extra? What do you do with that extra animal?
Right.
You makrev it for something that can be brought, that would be able to be brought as the korban that has the characteristic that it could be brought with sheep or cattle. Mm-hmm. Which korban could be brought with sheep or cattle? Shlomim or ola. So you makrev it as a shlomim. Okay, so Gemara says, wait a second. V'hameh hacha nafka? Is this where we learned the fact that the Mosar Pesach is born as a shlomim? Midavu mishmuel nafka. We learned it somewhere else from the father of Shmuel. The Ksiv, because the pasuk says by shlomim. The pasuk says in min hatzon korbano lezevach shlomim. Why does it say it's extra? Lezevach shlomim is extra. The entire parsha is talking about shlomim. So why that parsha there that says in min hatzon korbano lezevach shlomim? It just should be in min hatzon korbano. We just spoke about it being brought as from cattle. Now we're talking about bringing forth from its own. But why do I have to mention Zevach Shlomim? But Amar Avu D'Shmuel, Dover Haba Min Hatzon. That's talking about something that specifically comes from its own, which is a Korban Pesach, If that's being brought as a Zevach Shlamim, what's that? That's the Moser Pesach being brought as a Zevach Shlamim. Vakati, that's source number three. You learn it from there. Mehacha Nafka? We learn it from here. Vakati, Mehacha Nafka, Mehasim Nafka. We learned it out from a different drusha, the Tanya. This Brisa says, this is a tough lima, I'm not sure I get it. The president of Brisa, the parsha of Shlomim, it says, Im keves hu makriv. So if you're makriv, a keves. Im keves hu makriv. Right, we're saying, so makriv, keves hu makriv. There, the pasuk is, apparently, it's also extra, because the pasuk before it said, V'im min hadson korbanol zevach Shlomim. So the Torah is already talking about keves, already talking about son. And son is a keves. Son is the general category of kosim and izim. Right, so the Gemara says l'rabos ha-pesach la'alya. It's coming to include that if the korban pesach is brought from a keves, then even the tail should be hukrav. I guess, right? Because it says if hikri mezevach hashlamim yishei l'Hashem chelbo hayayat tamima. Because she omer im keves, when it says im keves, the extra im, it's lahavi pesach she'avor shnoso. It's to include a pesach. Korban Pesach has to be 1 year old. It's a Korban Pesach that has aged out. Kishu Omer im keves labi pesach avashnaso ushlam avoy machmas pesach l'kol mitzvah shlamim. It's coming to include that the Korban Pesach that's being born as a shlamim has all the halachas of the shlamim v'sheitanu smicha v'nesachim v'tenut v'chaz v'shok. It's to include smicha, you have to lean on it, you have to be nesachim, you have to tenut v'chaz v'shok. I don't know what the limit is, where it's coming from. The idea is that they're learning Korban Pesach from there as well. And then Kisha Omer, Vim Eiz Korbano, the next pasuk says if it's an Eiz, or if it's a goat, right, then, and so it doesn't put Eiz and the Keves together, Hifsika Inyan. It comes to teach to split you up, Limein ala Eiz She'enu Tu Na'alya. That the Eiz doesn't have to have the tail burnt. Bottom line is that there's a third limud. What do I need three limudim to tell me that the extra Pesach, or the extra money, is brought for the Shlamim? So the Gemara says, Tlasa Kroksivi. You're right, there are three psukim, we need three limudim. Chad le'avros mano, the avros naso. One is to tell me that by the Korban Pesach that was hukdush before Pesach, and Erev Pesach passed, and it's now aged out. Well, I did it exactly a year old, so once Erev Pesach passed, it's now it's aged out. Fine, that's born of a shlamin. V'chad, maybe that's the only case was born of a shlamin. V'chad le'avros mano v'lo avros naso. Maybe one would be that Erev Pesach passed, but it still has some time before it turns a year old, that also is going to be brought as a shlamim. The chad, and the last one, is to teach us lo avrozmano, below avrashnaso, meaning you made a mistake. You had your Korban Pesach, and you shechted it before Pesach. It was less than a year old, and you shechted it, and the time for the Korban Pesach hasn't passed. Nevertheless, it's brought as, and you must have shechted it then. Right? So the Gemara says, okay, so why do I need all three? So the Gemara says, tzrichi, I need all three. Why? If I only had one pasuk, I would have learned the only time the Korban Pesach gets flipped into the Shlamim is if Pesach, you need both characteristics. Pesach passes, and the year passes. Why? Because it's completely pushed off. It has no characteristics of a Korban Pesach left anymore. Aval But if the time frame passed, I mean, past our Pesach, but still a year old, maybe you'd say you should bring it as a Shlamim, the Chazal Pesach Sheni. Maybe you bring it for Pesach Sheni. Obviously, if it's past the year beyond Pesach, after that, then it's also Avar Shnaso. But maybe it's not Avar Shnaso till Shavuos. So it may have passed the time, but it's still within the time period, but still within the age, within the right age bracket, maybe it should be brought in Pesach Sheni. So therefore, it says, no, once it passes the Kar Pesach, you pour it as a Shlamim. The Iyash Me'inim Avar Zmanav Lo Avar Shnaso. And maybe if you said that in this case, of Avar Zmanav Lo Avar Shnaso, the Idchon of the Pesach Rishon, at least it was pushed out for Pesach Rishon. That's why it's born of the Shlamim. But maybe Lo Avar Zmanav Lo Avar Shnaso, maybe if it hasn't passed its time, or it hasn't passed the year, meaning I set aside the Korban Pesach, and I bought it already, and I have extra money. Well, maybe that money should be used for Korban Pesach right now, because we're only standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or the second case where I have two korbanos and I set aside one and found it and now the other, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's not going to turn a year, so maybe I should give it to somebody else to be born as a Korban Pesach. No, aim low. Maybe I would say that doesn't get flipped into a shlamim. Tzricha. Therefore, I need a third pasuk to teach us that even in this case, once I have replaced it with something else, or I bought my Korban Pesach, the leftovers are brought as a shlamim. Okay. Next parak, eighth parak. Okay, now the Mishnah is going back to our favorite topic of menachos. So the Mishnah is going to discuss from which type of tefuah and from where the tefuah should be brought in order to bring the korban mincha. The Mishnah says as follows: Kol ha-karbanos, all the korbanos, meaning all the korbanos mincha, I believe, right? Rashi says haynu menachos. Tzibur u'yachid, whether it's a korban mincha tzibur or it's a korban mincha of yachid, ba'in, you can use the tefuah min ha'aretz u'michutz la'aretz. There's no limitation that wheat can come from chutz la'aretz. Then also min ha'chadosh u'min ha'yashon. You can use it from the chadosh, from the new produce that grew after the 16th of Nisan, u'min ha'yashon, or from the tefuah that was from the before the 16th of Nisan. Chutz min ha'omer u'shtei ha'lechem. Except for the korban omer, which was brought on the day after Pesach, u'shtei ha'lechem, which was brought on Shavuos, she'enon boim ela min ha'chadosh. They have to be done specifically from new grain that grew after the 16th of Nisan of the previous year. And it can't what?
Previous.
Of the previous year, and not old grain. Okay, there min ha'aretz, and that has to come from Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz La'aretz. Right, Rashi says. The kulon and the minchos ain on boim ela min ha'muvchar. They should only come from the best of the grain. The ezehem muvchar shalahem in Eretz Yisrael, which is the best. So it's interesting. It says miknes v'zatcha alpha, the alpha of grain, right? Grade A. Is from Nachlis and Zatcha, right? It's Alpha Lasolis, that's the best for the Solis. Shnielahen, grade B, right, is from Ophoraye Babika. You only bring those Mishasat Chak, you want to bring them from the best. It's kosher, but you want to bring them from the best. And now the Mishnah says, Kol HaRatzos, every part of the Eretz Yisrael, meaning Yehuda, Eber, Yardin, Goliel, it's Ksheros to bring these Minchas. I could probably be talking about the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, because the other ones you can bring out from Chutz La'aretz. So Kolarotz Ksheros, Elamikan Hayimavian. This is where they wanted to bring it from. This is where they felt was the best grade A grain. Okay. Our Mishnah says the Gemara is not going to bring a Brisa that argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can only bring the Omer and the Shnei Lechem from old produce. So it says, Masnisen Deloki Haitana. Our Mishnah does not go according to this Shita. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Omer Ba min hayashon, kasher. Shtei halechem abas min hayashon, ksheros. Elachishar mitzvah. Yeah, you're supposed to bring it from the newer produce. But if you bring it from the older produce, it's kasher, just minus mitzvah min hamuchar. But our Mishnah said, everything comes from the yashon, except for the omen shtei halechem, which can only be brought from the chadash. So it's a machlokas. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that if it's not brought from the chadash, it's pasul. And this Bryce says it's kosher, but you just minus the mitzvah min ha'muchar. The Gemara says...
The whole procedure we had at night, cutting everything, but now they're saying you can bring old stuff?
So maybe it was stuff that hadn't been cut yet. I don't know. Older. So the Gemara says, how does the Bryce know that Tvur Yeshena is kosher for the Omer Shtei Lechem? Omer Diksev, the Omer, because it says, Takrives Minchas Bikurecha, right? It says, Takrives Mincha Bikurecha. So he says, I don't know what that means. Takriv, I think it's from the word takriv. Takriv means no matter what, you just makriv it. Be makriv it. Afilu min ha'aliyah. And it's like you say, even if it's in the attic, even if it's in the storehouse. Shtei halechem, tiksiv mimososeichem taviyu. You can bring it from anywhere that you sit, right? Mimososeichem taviyu. Velo mi chutz la'aretz. You can bring it mimososeichem, it has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael, not chutz la'aretz. Mimososeichem afilu min ha'aliyah. Even from the attic. So like the Gemara that says, how can you learn both things out from Moshe Seicha? You just learned out two things. The Gemara says, ha'apikte. You already mean from the Deteva of Moshe Seicha that it has to come from Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz. How can you use it as a revoy to say you can even come from the tool that's in your attic? So the Gemara says, amakra taviyu. Not learning out of Moshe Seicha. Moshe Seicha teaches you it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Taviyu means bring it from anywhere, filu min aliyah, even if it's from your attic. The Gemara says, "V'hami ba'ile shekol she'atam evi mimakam acher harei hu kazeh." The Gemara says, "How do you learn that from Taviyu? We learned Taviyu, right? Moshoseichem Taviyu to teach us. This is why Shtei Halechem. So it was, we learned Taviyu as an extra pasuk. Remember, we learned Shtei Alechem as Chametz. So we learned that just like the Shtei Alechem has a certain amount of shiurim in how you produce it, all other Korban Minchos that come from the Chametz have the same amount, which is what teaches about that, the ten loaves of the Todah, which are Chametz, have the same halachos as the Shtei Alechem. Right, v'hami boyle shakol shatamivi makom acher harayu kaze. Right, and it needs an esaron of solas for each thing. So how can I learn from that word that shtei alechem can even be brought from tefuah yeshena? I already did taviyu to teach me something else. So Gemara says im kein lichto kro tavi. If that was the case, it only should be said tavi ma taviyu. I say taviyu shema min atarki. That allows you to learn two things from taviyu. Okay, the Gemara then says, wait a second, v'haksiv rishis. It says by these mitzvos, right? By the Omer, it says ve'hevesem es Omer reishis kitzirchem el kohen. Has to be the first produce, which means the chadash is what thing what you were alluding to. It has to be the first. And by the Shtei Alechem, it says karban reishis takmivo sam lashem. So how are you bringing it from stuff that's stored in the attic? It has to be the first. It's not the mitzvah. That just is the mitzvah. The mitzvah lechatilah is supposed to be brought. But the evidence, it's okay if it's brought. The Rite says it's okay. When do you say that something that's written in the Torah is l'mitzvah? When do you say that's l'ikuvah? I don't know how you make that determination. Okay, so the Gemara says v'haksiv. Doesn't the pasuk say chadasha? It says v'hikriv mincha chadasha. No. So how do you bring it from old? Where it says no. Well, this will finish. It says hami baile. What does chadasha mean? Hami baile l'chidasanya. Like we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Nosson B'Kiva Amru. They said shtei alech ma'bos min yashok sheros. The Shtei Alechem that comes from the old produce is kosher. Umani mekayim chadasha. So what does it mean when it says mincha chadasha? Shtei chadasha lechol menachos. Meaning that you can be makriv of the karbon from old produce, but you can't use the new produce, the chadasha, for anything else until you're makriv of this karbon. That's right. Shtei chadasha lechol hamenachos. Right, Rashi says. Look at Rashi Ksaviyar on the bottom. Shetei chadosh kol menachos. Shafilu imevi min hayoshon. Even if you bring it from old produce, tia kodemes akol amincha habos min hachadosh. It has to be brought first before you bring any other korban mincha from the new produce. Shelo yavi mincha min hachadosh. You can't bring a mincha from the new kodem shtei lechem before you bring the korban shtei lechem, even though it itself can be brought from the old produce. Okay. So we'll stop here because I think it just goes on for a bit, and we'll pick up tomorrow morning. Everybody have a wonderful day.